Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, 2019, and this is my 22nd consecutive Memorial Day celebration on the air, where we talk about this day and what it means to all of us and why it's important. Not as much business today, mostly just about slowing down a little bit and making sure that our hearts and our minds are in the right place. And one of the people we do that with just as often as we can is our good friend Kenneth Davis. Kenneth C. Davis, by the way, is the name on the books. Don't know much about history, which he actually obviously does. And also A Nation Rising, also More Deadly Than War. These are just some of the many books that he's written, folks, and is a great historian, one of our greats of our time. And we're so happy to say that he's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back to the show.
It is always a great pleasure to be with you, Jim, especially on this day. I like to talk about history on these holidays, but this one is always special to me, as I know it is to you. We unfortunately are reminded once again that something like half of the country doesn't know what this holiday is about.
That's incredible, isn't it?
That's sad and dangerous, but
if you heard my opening comments, I reminded people, it's so, you know, we often say Happy Memorial Day, and whenever I do it, I almost choke it back at first, and then, as I said earlier, as we say Happy Memorial Day, we got to recognize the people who made it possible for us to be happy on Memorial Day.
That is absolutely true, Jim. I've struggled with that one myself for a long time about what to say on this day, and it finally came to me that, yeah, this is a happy Memorial Day for us, exactly as you pointed out. But we can be happy. We can be happy that we enjoy that that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness we were promised. But it came at great cost, and that's what we're talking about today, the sacrifice that went into allowing us the freedom to go and have that nice cold beverage today. So this is a day of solemn remembrance. It is not like any other day on our calendar where we, you know, set off fireworks or we thank veterans. This is a day to remember what Lincoln called those who gave the last full measure of devotion. Mm-hmm. It's a day that's very solemn. When I was a kid, Jim, I think we were of a similar generation. Yep. Memorial Day was actually in many ways more important than 4th of July, because it happened during the school year. And so in my hometown, which was historically named Mount Vernon, but New York, not Mount Vernon in Virginia, in Mount Vernon, New York, this was the day that the whole town got together for a parade, and every mm-hmm. school marched in the parade, and the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts and the Girl Scouts marched in the parade. So it was this day of civic responsibility, civic recognition, more so than the 4th of July, which happens in the summertime and we're all off on vacation lighting fireworks by the mm-hmm. By the lake or something. So it's a very profound day in
recollection. In your history growing up, was Memorial Day associated with your own family's remembering those who died in your own family, Decoration Day? Was it called that at all in your part of the world?
Yes, it certainly was Decoration Day.
Because in the South, Memorial Day is very much it's about the U.S. holiday and those the reasons we just mentioned, but it's also very much tied to what's called Decoration Day all over the South.
That's right, and I can give you that history quickly. And unfortunately, when you raise that question, it raises something that I actually have written about, and it's on my website right now, don'tknowmuch.com, about the fact that this holiday was born as a day to go and decorate the graves of fallen soldiers with fresh flowers. It was called Decoration Day.
And, that began in the South, didn't it?
Well, you know, there's a lot of argument about that. When we're talking about May 30th as Decoration Day, we're really talking about May 30th, 1868. When General John Logan, a veteran of the Mexican and Civil War and a prominent Illinois politician and a prominent Republican, called for what he called General Orders Number 11. And he said, we should guard their graves with sacred vigilance. All that the consecrated wealth and taste of the nation can add to their adornment and security is but a fitting tribute to the memory of her slain defenders. Let no wanton foot tread rudely on such hallowed grounds. Now, the reason I bring up General Logan and Decoration Day is that this was seen in May 30th, 1868, when it began 151 years ago, as a northern holiday, as a Union holiday. This was specifically meant to honor the soldiers who had fought to preserve the Union and to end slavery. So from its beginnings, in a way, it had a divisive partisan quality to it, and that's why many of the southern former Confederate states created their own Memorial Day.
On the story that I like to tell, Ken, and I tell the story you just did in my writings as well, but the story that I like to tell is that the early examples of this, without any kind of authority, completely ad hoc, totally from the heart, where most of the, as you know, most of the fighting was done in the South, and the Southern ladies would go out and decorate the graves of, and the story that I was told of all the graves, not just the Southern graves, not just the Confederate graves, but those who fell. That was the original emotional response to all of this, and that happened. As I remember hearing the story, it happened toward the end of the war, and then after that as well. And so I think we both have both parts of the country have a little bit of history there, I think.
Oh, absolutely,
and both for the right reasons.
But you know, unfortunately, that people argue about that, and it becomes, well, if you don't tell this part of the story, you know, you're lying or you're racist or something like that. David Blight, a very well-known historian, writes about the fact that in 1865, again, near the end of the war, wasn't quite over yet, emancipated African-American children were taken by Union soldiers to decorate the graves of Union soldiers who had been buried at a racetrack, and then they were reinterred. But the more significant one is in Petersburg, Virginia.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the history of Memorial Day and why we celebrate it all these years later. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.